This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. The Elizabeth School Board will discuss whether to ban classroom libraries during a meeting tomorrow. CPR education reporter Jenny Brindine has more.
The discussion on classroom libraries comes after a decision to remove 19 books from the school library shelves. The board also voted to place more than 100 other books, such as Catcher in the Rye, on a sensitive topics list. If a child checks out one of those books, a parent is automatically notified and can block the child's choices. School Board Director Mary Powell.
It's their right to know what their child is checking out.
The district is soliciting public feedback on all decisions, which are subject to change. A recent Knight Foundation poll found that two-thirds of Americans oppose book restrictions in public schools. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
A Colorado veteran who fought for more than a decade to get medical benefits for herself and other service members is hopeful that the VA is finally coming through. Elba Barr has been diagnosed with cancer 8 times. She and thousands of others were exposed to toxins at the K2 military base in Uzbekistan. This month, the VA announced that it will lower the burden of proof for veterans to get treated.
My hope is that the 16,000 military personnel that were stationed at K2 no longer have massive roadblocks and hindrances in front of them at the VA in getting the quality of care that they deserve.
The U.S. Army, Marines, and Air Force use K2 to support missions in Afghanistan. This is CPR News and KRCC.